WEOL Morning Show. We are at Hazel's. I don't think I mentioned that at all at the opening of this.
Well, I think you did. In fact,
I don't remember. I'm positive I didn't mention
you
it.
Look, I know you're all out of sorts because of the lay of
well,
the
you're,
land.
You're
where
on my, you're on my right-hand
you.
Side. I have to keep turning this way. My better side's this way.
Really? Is that your better side?
Well, whenever we sit in the studios, you're all over there. So this muscle on my neck is a little more, you know, my neck turns this way. I don't really kind of turn this way. Maybe I just shouldn't even look at you as well. But we are at Hazel's Restaurant here on Cleveland Street in Elyria, where every morning there's something interesting on their marquee. I'm not sure what does it say out there today.
We don't need to stretch and look at the marquee.
Why?
We can ask our host here what's going
Let's
on.
See if John... No, John, are you responsible for putting those words up on the marquee over there? Or?
No, actually, my wife Rita does that. Right. And she called me. I had to get on the radio here real quick. So this has been a whirlwind trip to try and get up here. So I got to catch up on what we've got here today. Okay, what we got going on this weekend we wanted to mention is VFW over on Abbey Road there. It's got a fundraiser going. It's a pig roast. They're going to roast a pig. Going to have coleslaw, sweet corn from Allen Grobe, baked beans, rolls. It'll have at Saturday, September 16th. Open. They're going to have a cash bar at starting at 3 o'clock and then start feeding everybody about 4 o'clock. And we have tickets here at Hazel's Restaurant, and they also have tickets over at the VFW there on Abbey Road, and the tickets are $15 a piece. We're trying to raise a little money to help the VFW over there. I guess the attendance has been a little bit off, and so they need some help, so it'd be nice if everybody come out. And my wife Rita, she's going to be cooking, doing some of the cooking, and my son also over there. So Hazel's is doing a lot of the cooking and helping out with this thing.
How does the connection of the VFW come about? Is it just from maybe members that sort of eat here, you talk with them, or is this a personal connection to the VFW?
Yes. Well, we probably all have a connection with the VFW, with the servicemen and our families, and this particular one right here, my stepson, Scott Kabelski, he's a veteran of the Marine Corps, and he's trying to help him out over there and get this thing going. He's going to be doing some of the cooking, and he's a good cook. Matter of fact, he's a trained chef. So I think the food will be very good.
Is there any, how shall I say, special technique to getting that pig just right?
Oh, now that's where we should have Scott here to tell about that. You know, he's the one that's going to be doing that. That's not my specialty. I'll probably just be helping out running errands for everybody.
I think the word skewer is involved here somewhere, just to put it in there, right? It's in a big roaster, right?
Well, right. You've got the big roaster and the pig on there.
Sure.
I think everybody's probably seen that done before. I'm certainly no expert on it except for the eating end of it.
Have you seen it done, Greg?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen them when it's time to eat and they start...
You start cutting it apart.
I get there after the fact.
Get all the pulled pork and where you go over there.
Product. Yeah. So, John, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant itself, Hazel's Family Restaurant. How long have you been part of this?
Well, this is Hazel's was originally started in 1945, so it's the oldest restaurant in Elyria. Same people, same family, just descendants down through the family, same location, same name. And we specialize in more of the home-cooked type meals, cabbage rolls, stuffed peppers. My wife makes homemade chicken paprikash, homemade lasagna, a lot of the items you can't get in a lot of the bigger name restaurants. And the nice thing here is, you know, you always have somebody to gab with. People know each other. You have regular customers, and you're always going to run into somebody you know here.
Yesterday, there was a lot of laughing going on around here. I don't know, Craig.
Well, you had a table of like five or six women over here. Are they regulars? Do you know them?
Yes, we get people that come in like that on a regular basis, and they're get-togethers. A lot of retirees like that, you know, and they have their certain day where they go to this restaurant or that restaurant to get together for breakfast. That's very common here. We have a lot of that.
Right. One of the things that I guess that sort of is a part of it too is people don't feel pressure that they have to eat and get out of their table and move on to somewhere else. They sort of take their time. Now, obviously, you like turnover to tables to serve people, but it gives them a chance to kind of be a be a part of it without feeling rushed like they're.
Yeah, we like to try and keep it like you're coming on into your own dining room and sitting down and eating with the family. We're trying to keep that kind of environment, and it works well. A lot of people really like that nowadays.
We see, too, some new improvements in your parking area out there. That's new.
Yes, the street was pretty bad along here, and the curb down along the side of the restaurant, we put all new concrete in front of the restaurant. We paid for the whole side, the concrete and the curb along the side of the street, and then the city is paving the street down here next off of Cleveland Street here. So it's a much better, much easier, much better for people getting in and out of the place.
Hazel's is on my path on the way in here to the station, and I will occasionally see different things on the sign, and the one that caught my eye about a couple of weeks ago, it says closed during the fair, Lorain County Fair. What's the reason for that, or is there a
well the fair, you know, the fair is really, really popular in Lorain County. It's one of the bigger fairs in the state, and everybody goes to the fair. And what's one of the big things at the fair? The food. So a lot of people go out to the fair, and your business drops off to the point where it's like, you know, it's a good time for everybody to take a break, and a lot of times we'll have something we need to do at the restaurant that you just can't do, some remodeling or anything when you're open. So that we close during that week for the fair.
So you don't use that as a vacation time to go?
Rita and I have slid out of town, gone up to Mackinac Island and a few places like that, get away for a few days, and then she's right back at it again a week later. She's up 4:30, 7 days a week, on her way to the restaurant to get everything going. So we need a break once in a while.
What happens on the day where she can't get up, or she doesn't feel like getting up, or maybe there's something else? Is there anybody that fills her shoes?
That never happens. Wow. She's always here.
How about that? That's pretty impressive.
And then you come rolling in at what time then?
hello and then on your way? Or?
I'm older. You know, this is still like, you guys get up pretty early. This is the middle of the night for me yet. I'm retired.
Well, there's a lot of people that come in and enjoy as the morning wears on. I know we get here early and it kind of sees that first there's sort of people at the counter getting their coffee, getting together. Maybe some of the, I see how it looked like maybe some guys who are, you know, either construction workers or some folks who come in to get an early meal to get onto their job, which starts early in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We get a lot of people on our way to work, but then you got some of the retired fellas that gather at the counter every day, too. There's usually six or eight of them, and that's a daily thing. They're here.
Craig, if we only had a microphone posted over on
I know, we should do that. I thought, are they talking politics? Are they talking about world events? Are they talking about their families? Any idea?
You just covered everything right there and another 100 topics on top of that. Just about everything going on in the world is discussed. Of course, lately it's been a lot of talk about the Indians. You know, they're doing really good. So
yep. That and maybe the hurricanes or the weathers or people they may know that are in Florida or those other locations.
Sure,
too.
Obviously. People got family and relatives down there. Yeah.
Well, it's a good place for people to come in and enjoy a meal, also have a chat, talk with each other. We thank you for being our host as part of our spotlight.
Well, we're glad to have you here. This is really nice. We did this, back 3 or 4 years ago and really enjoyed it. We're glad you're here.
Right. And you mentioned how this is one of the oldest restaurants in the
1945.
Right, yeah. Well, Elyria celebrating their bicentennial, so there's a lot of people looking at some of the.
Yeah, there's 72 years we've been here. I'm sure that's the oldest in Elyria.
Right. You look out the front window there, and you have the auto sales across the street, and you wonder what kind of view it been through here over 45 years, the different businesses that you've seen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot's changed since I was born and raised here in Elyria, and it's just. I'd like to see pictures, you know, to remind me of the way it used to look, because it's a completely different look in the town here.
Right. Was there a time when it was two lanes out here instead of four? Do you remember that?
That would be before my time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge. I'm getting old. You know, my memory's not quite as good as it used to be.
Where did the buggies and horses park? Right? Did they pull up to the trough out there? Is that what we're getting at? Didn't we once see a thing for a Hazel's thing or something related to a hoagie or a sandwich or
coffee.
Something? Coffee?
Have a coffee.
Is that what that was?
Right.
It was almost like an aerodynamic trailer or something to that effect. Like mm-hmm. that. But it's always interesting to see But it's family that really continues on something like this.
Yes, you have to. It's a, you know, a lot of competition nowadays. A lot of restaurants, like back then, you know, and even when I was young, this was the only restaurant on this side of town, really, you know, and you had about three or four restaurants all over. Now, what are we talking, 30, 40, 50 restaurants, you know, on every corner just about. So it's tough to compete, and we appreciate all the people that come in, the regular customers and people coming back in here that haven't been in for a while, you know. So right. It's very nice.
Well, those restaurants don't have Rita. That's why this one keeps moving as smoothly.
That's yeah, and the guys at the counter and the groups and all the gab. And it's like I said, what's nice is you go into another restaurant, and usually it's just you and your wife or family, you know. In here, you're always going to know somebody. There's going to be your neighbors. There's going to be somebody you know, somebody you work with. There's always somebody to gab with.
Well, John, we appreciate you getting up early, getting over here, and getting information. Again, you have this event coming up on the 16th, the VFW.
Yes, VFW, right? Now, I'm not exactly sure the street number, but I think everybody knows. Abbey Road, the Abbey Road VFW. Yeah, the pig roast and all the food, Saturday, September 16th, cash bar at 3 o'clock. Start eating at 4 o'clock. Going to have a DJ there playing music. And then we got tickets at Hazel's and tickets at the VFW, and they're $15 a piece.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks again, and we've got more coming up. As